I'm Linus from the Free Software Foundation Europe. I'm an expert there, and I also work on other projects like Detective, which we want to be a free and open source solution to make European public tendering data or public procurement data explorable for people who don't know that much about procurement data. So I want to do a couple of things in this talk. First, I want to describe why public procurement data is interesting, why we should take a look at it. And I want to discuss some problems of how this data in the EU context is currently accessible. And then I want to show you our project of alleviating some of these problems with Detective. And then I want to show you how you can actually contribute to the project if you find it interesting. Still very much in the early stages and just getting going, and yeah, we love the opportunity to show this now so people can actually contribute even in the earlier phases of the project. So what's TET? TET's in the name. And what's TET? So TET stands for Tenders European Daily, and it's basically a data set that's published by the EU Publications Office. And they published this data for a long time. They've been publishing this for a long time, since 2015 actually. They've been providing this freely on the internet. And it's data about basically who buys what from whom, like which public institutions in the EU buy what for what price from which organization. So it's really data about the relationship between business and government. So for example, your local school or some ministry in your country, in the EU, wants to buy something that's above a certain threshold. They're defined in EU legislation. You can look them up in the link here. I will upload the slides afterwards. It needs to go into TET. And it will be in this data set. And there's at least 670 billion per year in value that's kind of encapsulated in this data. And there's more than 700,000 notices that they publish each year that describe this entire process of public procurement in the EU. Roy Grant, there's something you want to join? So you could think, well, great, you publish it, so what's the problem with that? The way this data is made accessible is via this UI. One funny thing is this button statistics mode. I still haven't found out what that does, like what that changes. Maybe somebody from the EU can illuminate. But basically, you have to really know what you're searching for in the first place in order to be able to use this kind of interface. And there's also a lot of other problems with accessing this data. For example, you can't really search by organization, which would be interesting. I mean, it's about the relationship between government and business in follow the money terms. So why is there no option to search for organizations that I'm interested in? I can only really do a full text search over these huge XML files, which are really complex. And I can do some other stuff, but there's no typo tolerance, for example. None of the really nice search features that we've been used to. And most importantly, there's no ability at all to readily visualize the results that I get. Like if I type something in here, in this search mask, I get back a list of HTML, like basically just an HTML list of notices that I need to understand what's a notice and what are the different types of notices that I'm interested in. So it's really hard. So it makes the TET cry. Because accessibility is really bad with this data. So why is Detective needed? In the past, there have been a number of attempts to look at this data and